Barrhead, town of Barrhead councillors did an about-face, approving a donation to give the Lazy Days Light Horse Club a $500 financial donation in the form of a silver sponsorship during their May 13th meeting to help the organization offset the cost of putting on its annual Fall Flingy Barrel Jackpot event. The Lazy Days Light Horse Club is an equestrian club based out of the Mosside Community Center, specializing in Gymkhana. The Fall and Flingy competition will be held on the Barrhead Agricultural Society's rodeo grounds on the September 6th and 7th weekend. The not-for-profit society asked council to consider purchasing a sponsorship for the event or donating an item to the club that could be used as a potential prize or auction item via a form letter. Councillors first considered the request on April 22, with the consensus being that while council was willing to assist the organization by potentially supplying an in-kind service that would add value to the event, they were unwilling to contribute financially, as it would open the door to other, just as worthy organizations, all as money which the municipality would not be able to accommodate. However, councillors left the door open, delaying the decision until administration could get more information on how the municipality could add value to the event through an in-kind donation. Related link, https://www.town-and-country-today.com/barrhead-news/town-of-barrhead-declines-fiscal-support-to-lazy-days-event-but-leaves-the-door-open-1056-2030. Corporate Services Manager Jennifer Mante said the Parks and Recreation Department contacted the Light Horse Club and asked if they could contribute something that would enhance the competition. It is hard because we already have $20,000 in cultural funds allotted for enhancements of our bigger events, she said, adding that using monies from that fund isn't advisable as their use is meant to help stage larger community events such as Blue Heron Fair Days. Mante said that is why administration recommends that if councillors do opt to give the horse club a financial donation, it should come from the Grants to Community Organizations Fund. The $12,500 fund currently sits at about $9,500. At the April 22 meeting, said the only other organization to access the Queen of Hearts Triathlon Organizing Committee, which received $3,000 for the rental of the municipality's aquatic center, Charles Godberson Rotary Room and the Curling Rink for its August 24 event. Going back to their letter, they would appreciate anything they receive, Mantia said. Sponsorships for the Fall Flingy Barrel Jackpot range from $100 to $1,500. Count. Rod Klumpf asked if the organization was giving out cash prizes to competitors. Is that why they are asking people to donate financially? He asked. Mante said she didn't know the answer, but later in the meeting, Jody said the top competitors did receive a monetary prize. Mayor Dave McKenzie reiterated his preference from the April council meeting, donating something the horse club could use for the silent auction or as a door prize. He used an item he asked administration to create a silent auction item for a recent conference he attended. It went over very well. The nice thing about it was that there was nothing in it that non-locals couldn't use, McKenzie said, adding items included an insulated picnic bag, lantern, and a blanket, all with the town of Barrhead logo. Stuff that could promote Barrhead everywhere in the province. Count. Don Smith agreed, saying he favored something specifically highlighting the community. Upwards of 200 competitors from all over the province are coming to our community. And whether we give them something for the silent auction, such as pool passes, I don't want them to leave Barrhead saying bad things about us. We want to treat them well, he said. McKenzie also suggested the town could donate smaller, Barrhead-branded items, including swim passes for the weekend of the event, that the horse club could use in a swag bag for the competition's competitors. McKenzie agreed, saying showing visitors off the municipality's aquatic facilities was always good. Count. Dowson Kluwen also supported the item, suggesting they cap the value at $500. Count. While supporting the donation of a prize for the silent auction and items for swag bags, Ty Ossoff questioned whether they wanted to include swim passes. He said even at the youth rate of $5.50, they were looking at a contribution of over $1,000. McKenzie replied that in his experience, only a small percentage of the passes would be used, 20% at best. Mante said a silver $500 sponsorship might be appropriate given the council's discussion and willingness to donate. Rather than trying to pull together silent auction items, that in the end will be the same financial contribution, that way they will be able to use the money as they choose, and for us it would be much cleaner to use monies out of the grants to community organizations fund. Sotaski supported Mante's recommendation. Let's just give them the cash, allowing them to put on the best event possible so that the competitors can experience our community in a great way, he said. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.